country and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Land Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO.
WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, a People Speak.
Good morning, 927. I'm Jeff. You're listening to The People Speak on this Monday morning. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jeff. It's always good to have a chance to come in on every other Monday and say a few things and talk a little bit about what's going on around Randolph County and some of the things that are taking place and cover as much of the activities as I can that I, you know, that seemed like they would be of interest to individuals and people out there. Of course, this last week, we just completed the grand.
Seems like it just started, and it's
Well, as you get older, life goes by faster.
Yeah, true.
But they've actually started on August the 3rd, and their actual final shoot was Saturday, 2 days ago. And then on Saturday evening and Sunday, they were moving out. And I had actually went through the facility yesterday afternoon for a little bit, and of course they were pulling out pretty good, and now they get into the cleanup process and the aspect of it. But I'd had the opportunity to talk to a number of different people out there, visited several times while they were there. They did not have their, as we had hoped, they did not have their main kickoff on Monday night, which had been Monday 2 weeks ago from today. But because of the weather, they had a storm come through. They kept trying to have it. Finally, they had to postpone it and did not have a chance to get out and honor all the different individuals from the prior year and that sort of thing. But other than that, by and large, they had a good event, is what I heard from the different individuals as I spoke to them. And their crowds were as good as or a little better than last year, which is nice to hear. And they had a very nice event, and it went on into Friday night. They went really late. I was talking to a couple of individuals that they had it Friday evening. They had six individuals with perfect scores through the week, which, and so obviously when you get down to the end, somebody has to win it,
right?
You know, when you get to the final. So some of those events go on for quite a long time until the first person misses, I guess, and so it takes a while to run through it. But I'm looking forward when I see the reports. They should be coming out probably in 4 to 6 weeks, and we actually see the, you know, the number of people who signed up and the counts and the different items like that, and we'll get to see the, you know, how it actually went in the finals. But for all and everything I could look at and observe, and the individuals that I had an opportunity to speak with, it seemed like their event had improved quite a bit this year and was doing quite a bit better. And I'm very happy to see that, because, you know, we went through the two COVID years, and that really depressed everything. The one COVID year, they actually had to go over into Missouri to have it. And last year they were able to have it here, but there, you know, there was still the concern of the traveling and that sort of thing. So it's nice to see them getting back on a regular track and beginning to move forward, and I look forward to seeing them here for many more years. I enjoy watching them and being a part of it.
Yeah, you know, it's getting time for it whenever you see the license plates running around with Texas and Utah, and
you see the license plates and the large motorhomes. Oh man, some of those rigs are really unique to see them. And you see that 35-40 foot motorhome pulling a pickup truck with a 4x4 in the back of the pickup truck. And it's nice to have them in town and be a part of it. Now comes the DuQuoin Fair, as they're gearing up for that. And I believe that begins at, well, actually between now and then it's the Threshermans over in Pingneyville. Mm-hmm. Now that's not Randolph County, but I always enjoy getting a chance to go over there and see that. It starts on Thursday, if I remember correctly, Wednesday or Thursday of this week, and then runs through Saturday. And yeah, that's always a nice event for our area as well.
I was always involved with that because I was in Boy Scouts back then, and we had a food tent up there. I think they still do.
They have a very nice event there. I had a chance to go over there and visit with my brother, and we spent better half of a day riding around in a golf cart looking at the different equipment. And, of course, I always like to look at the old tractors and the steam tractors, so I'm looking forward to that. And after that event is finished, the week after that, the DuQuoin Fair begins. And then, of course, after the DuQuoin Fair and Labor Day, we get back into school and football and all the things that we do in the fall.
True. So, I'll tell you what, we got a break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in, and we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. Again, The People Speak. Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, our guest today. And when we're talking about the Grand is over, the Threshman's coming up this weekend, and the DuQuoin State Fair. So a lot of things. So this area has kind of always been known to offer a lot of events like that.
Indeed,
a lot of church picnics and stuff.
And, of course, there's a number of church picnic as well. It's nice to see these things coming back after we went through the couple of years of COVID. I really enjoy making these different events and going to them. And the different church picnics and those types of things. And I'm really happy to see them coming back. Talk about a couple of other things. One of the items in the news is the Tilden Solar Farm Project.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just mention a little bit about that because I'm sure there's going to be more coming up in the future on it. But the company putting together this project, and first I guess I'll note where it's located. It is right along the east side of Route 4. The east side of Route 4 starts about a mile south of Tilden and are about 3.5-4 miles north of Sparta and just east of Route 4. So it's going to be right in the area where County Road 18 that goes to the World Shooting Complex. That's to the west side. This would be to the east side. It's going to be right in that area. And if you look over there, and it was kind of hard to see from Route 4, but if you see it from a map, on the far east side of that is what's known as the Press Substation. There's a very large electrical substation that they actually rebuilt there a couple of years ago, and that's where they're planning on tying in. And it's their plan is for 150 megawatts of production, which is a fair amount, and it'll cover roughly 1,300 acres. I think it's kind of variable at this point in time. 13 might become 1,200 or it might become 1,400 as they're still working out their details, but it'll be right around that 1,300 acre area, which is about, in terms of area, it's about 2 square miles. A square mile is technically 640 acres, so 1,280 would be 2 square miles. So it's going to be in that size when they get it put together. And it's looking very promising that it'll have it. It's substantial enough that they made application for zoning land use management for an application for permit to build. So when they make that application, obviously, then you know they're serious. Mm-hmm. And you put down the application fees, but I also know they're working on some other aspects as to enterprise zone expansion or something like that to cover it. So there's other aspects in play as well. Anyway, with the application made, it will now go to public hearing, and I believe that first hearing is set for August 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, I'll double check that event and let you know, but it's also available at the Randolph County Courthouse. You can see it. That's where it'll be held. All those individuals who own land in or bartering any of the land that they're going to be covering will automatically receive notifications of the first public hearing and where it's at and the times. And if they want to make any comments or speak, they're welcome to do that. From Randolph County's point of view, this is a zoning board. It's not the county board. This is a zoning board that they're going before. Excuse me. What Randolph County's responsibility is to make sure that they have and are following all the necessary ordinances that are applicable to what they're wanting to do. They've covered all the different individuals. They've met all the setback requirements, or in one fashion or another, all their drawings and wiring applications are all within standard lineups. They put up the necessary decommissioning bond fees, et cetera, and everything is put together in a complete application that completely complies with Randolph County's solar ordinances, as well as, of course, the state of Illinois as well. They would have to be in compliance with that first and foremost. And if they meet all those conditions and they've done all those things from a Randolph County point of view, we really don't have any grounds to deny them a bond. Mm-hmm. Our duty or our job, our portion in it, is just to make sure that they are complying with all the necessary laws and, you know, and ordinances and setbacks that they're required to comply with. Mm-hmm. So the hearings for all those people who are affected by it, and affected means you own property, bartering the property, you automatically receive notice. And if anyone else wants to be a part of it, they're also welcome to attend and to listen. And I'm sure there'll be time for public comment. It's not it's not a county board meeting. It's a zoning board meeting is what it amounts to. And I believe that date was August 23rd. It was in the County Journal, and it's available on the website. And you're more than welcome to also contact Randolph County Land Use Management if you have any questions or, you know, want some more specific information on it. They'll certainly have it available to you.
Okay. So, yeah, that meeting will be coming up here shortly, too.
Yes, it's a week or so, and all right, the week after next, I guess. The week after the one we're in right now, because today's the 15th, it'd be the following week. Okay. Is the planned time for it. So that's what's coming up next.
All right. So the next big project.
Yes. And we'll see. There's also a couple of other companies that are proposing, of course, with the decommissioning that is coming along with the Baldwin power plant, which is scheduled for 25. But hopefully, maybe the state legislature, state governor, it's our governor, will relent and give them a couple more years, but it's coming up. But Vistra involved in that was also planning a solar project to the east of the power plant where it's at now, running into Baldwin. I have not seen anything on that as yet, but they continue to say, yes, we're putting that together. And not only they're going to have the solar, they're also talking about battery storage with their project. And there are always a couple of others talking different projects, but until they get real specific as to where it's going to be and they have their options in place and they're ready to file their applications, when they're ready to file their applications for review, that's when you know it's gone beyond talking and it's actually something serious that, you know, has an opportunity to happen.
Right. When talking battery storage, that's one of the questions two people ask. You know, with solar, it's like, what do you do on a day when there's no sun?
Well, that continues to be the issue with alternative power. And I don't want to get into a long discussion because I'm not an expert on alternative power. But, I mean, you have some obvious answers on a, you know, beautiful sunny day. Solar energy works very well. What do you do at the other half, you know, when it's night?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when it's dark, solar does nothing. And they talk a lot about wind farms. We don't really have any of them in our area, but if you go up around Peoria and that area part of the state, where I've been many times, there's quite a bit of it up there.
Mm-hmm.
There has been discussions of wind projects in this area, but, I'm not really sure if it's sustainable. You're going to have sufficient wind for it, but in the northern plains up there of Illinois, and certainly when you get out west into the northern areas, there's, you know, tremendous areas where you have the wind blowing continually. But in the question of any of the alternative energies, which are solar and wind primarily, what do you do when the sun's not shining, the wind's not blowing? And that's the big question. Mm-hmm. And the only real answer they've ever had to this point in time is you substitute it with natural gas-fired power generators. Well, they can be very expensive to run. Natural gas was very economical for the last 10 years up until a year and a half ago. And then with the increase in the gas fuel prices, we've seen natural gas go up as well, and it's gotten quite a bit more expensive, and that becomes the issue. with if you're counting on natural gas, you are going to be very subject to, you know, rate changes based on the price of natural gas. And that's where coal is. Although it takes much more of an investment in a power generation facility, you're looking at very stable energy costs. Mm-hmm. And that's always been the real advantage to them. And that's why I do not like to see what the state is doing. But like I said, it's not in my jurisdiction, so I can only comment on it. But obviously, when the sun's shining, solar's great.
Right, but that's not always the mm-hmm. case. So. All right, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. A little bit of time left here, about 5 minutes in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we've covered several things. Another thing that's, I guess, still in the news, and that is the care center.
Yes, the Randolph County Care Center is still in the news, and of course it'll remain. I think I mentioned this or talked about it 2 weeks ago when I was here, and I'll probably reference it over the next several. Mm-hmm. We had a ballot initiative back, just to refresh, we had a ballot initiative back on June 28th. Where we discussed the application of dual usage for the care center and in both mental health and behavioral disorders, as well as a care center, which it sounds unusual at first, but it really isn't, because a number of people in that age group will have mental health problems as well as physical disabilities mm-hmm. where they cannot move around. So it's not as, you know, as unusual sounding idea as it may be. And we put it out for a vote on June 28th, and the proposal of the idea passed, but the second proposal, which was probably somewhat confusing, which was the authority to actually do it. The first one was the idea is how do you feel about it, and then the second was the authority to actually do it, did not pass. It was very close. And so it came the idea as to where do we go from here, because at the age of the care center, we simply are going to have to do some updating to the facility, or is simply not going to be able to continue in operation much longer. And so at the end, we decided, well, let's put it back on the ballot on the November 8th election. And this time we'll make it very straightforward. One question, vote yes, and we will do the proposed renovations as we discussed, and we'll make the necessary transfers into a separate entity, which is necessary in order to do the proposed renovations. Vote no, and basically you're going to give us the authorization to close the facility down. Mm-hmm. It may not close in the first, you know, week or two, but it'll at that point in time, it says we're not going to do any continued renovations, and we're going to start the process that it will over the next year or so of what will eventually become closing the facility. Because very simply put, we cannot continue to operate it without renovations.
Right.
It simply does not meet standards anymore. It hasn't met standards, and it hasn't met the standards of a nursing home for the state of Illinois in many years. It cannot, you know, because, you know, one of the standards is, you know, you have to have a bathroom in every room, and it just simply doesn't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention others, is the width of the hallways and the height of the doors and many different issues related to the standards that a 70-year-old building, you know, built in that time period in 1950 just no longer meets those standards of what is necessary for facilities now. So as if we don't do something, it's only a matter of time until we'll no longer be able to continue to operate, or until you'll have a major failure such as the heating cooling systems, where the cost of, you know, repairing or changing something like that out will be far beyond, you know, any ability to continue. So we either need to move forward in the process and do the necessary renovations, which involves additional use for the facility, since it's only 50% occupied now, or actually a little less than 50% occupied, or else we just need to face the fact that nothing's going to happen. And at that point, it's going to close at some point.
Right. And I think, you know, most people I hear talking in that support having the facility. So therefore to have that, though, you're going to have to also.
I support having the facility. That's the reason why we work so hard, right, to come up with alternative uses, so we could get the usage back up to 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make the necessary renovations, we can borrow the necessary funds and do it. I support having it. I don't want to see this happen, but you have to face the reality,
right,
is this is what is going to happen if we don't. Right. And so I'm actually in support of doing it. No taxes are involved. It's not a tax increase or anything like that. It'll operate on its own. And I believe it's a good move for Randolph County to be able to do this. It's going to keep the facility going. Probably, I always like to use the expression, another generation, another 20 years or so, it'll have an opportunity to operate. We'll have dual use, a much better usage capacity for it. We'll get the necessary updates that it takes to do it. But this is what we have to have from the voters in order to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then it goes up to the citizens. They will make the choice as to which what it will be. And we'll proceed from that.
Right. So... And that'll be coming up on the November
November 8th election is when that comes up, and that'll be at the time period when we'll find out how it works. If it goes through, obviously we'll begin right away in the process. It'll take 6 months before much of anything happens. It takes a certain period of time to get all the engineering work done before you go out to bids, but mm-hmm. it'll take place in there. And that's the next one. Also in the news a little bit, the Chester Bridge. You've seen that. They've had several nice updates on the paper about it. They are beginning the engineering work on that and choosing the necessary contractors. And so that will be hopefully be chosen and ready to go by the first part of the year.
And Senator Bryant was in here the other day, and she was saying if you want to know what it's going to look like, look at the bridge down at Cape.
That's kind of my reference. That's kind of the standard by which they build them now.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, that's all the time I got, but thanks for stopping in today, and
thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
All right, and that'll wrap things up for the People Speak. I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.